Elsewhere in northern Arizona, downtown Flagstaff has changed a lot in recent years. A slew of new restaurants and shops has opened along historic Route 66 there, as the student population at Northern Arizona University has boomed and rents have gone up sharply. But all that development hasn't spelled success for everyone there.
At the beginning of this year, after an especially dry winter that brought fewer tourists to the normally snowy mountain town, several businesses have closed their doors, and the show's Lauren Gilger joins us now with more on that. Hi, Lauren.
Hi. So two of the downtown Flagstaff businesses that have just closed are Pasto Cucino Italiano and Mountain Oasis International Restaurant. Those have both been in business there for decades, and they're right on the historic Heritage Square in downtown Flagstaff. So this has some saying that it's a sign of a downward slump for the area, and others saying it's just the normal turnover that we always see in business. Karina Vanek has been covering this for the Arizona Daily Sun, and I caught up with her earlier this morning to talk more about it. I started by asking her what she's hearing from these business owners who have had to close. What do they think is behind all of this?
So there's been what one of my people that I talked to called basically a perfect storm. So downtown installed paid parking meters in October of 2017, and that has seemed to discourage a lot of people from going downtown just because a lot of people on principle don't think that they need to pay to park on a city street. On the other side, though, people have sometimes said that's been a good thing because now you can find parking in downtown Flagstaff. You just have to pay that dollar per hour. So that's been one of the factors that a lot of people said might be contributing to a lack of customers downtown. Yeah. Another issue that was brought up was an increasing minimum wage that has led some vendors to increase their prices. So therefore, the cost of doing business has also increased there. And Flagstaff had a very dry winter this year, so there wasn't very much snow, and a lot of tourists like to come up in the winter to see the snow and go sledding or go skiing, and we just didn't see that this year. So that combined with all the other factors meant people just weren't probably coming to restaurants as much.
Yeah, and I know there's a lot of talk in Flagstaff right now about rents rising, especially when it comes to housing, probably due to the student population there. Is that affecting businesses as well?
Well, certainly there are increasing rents all around Flagstaff for residential uses, and I can't imagine that it would be any different for commercial.
One thing I thought was really interesting is you quote one of the business owners who had to close, and she said, downtown is no longer the unique place that it used to be. And downtown Flagstaff really has for a long time been the center of the city in terms of its historic nature and in terms of the businesses and the things that you can do down there. Is that really no longer the case? Is there a feeling that it's not the same place it used to be?
Well, I think there are a lot of new places and places that have just become more popular that are around the city. I mentioned the south side of Route 66, which likes to define itself as its own neighborhood called the South Side. And they have so many restaurants and so many shops and places to go that some people in the north side of downtown say that they're really drawing off the business that used to come there. There are also other places opening up around town. There's one called Aspen Place at the Sawmill that's farther south, not quite in the center of downtown, that has become a destination for a lot of people.
So is it just the results of development? Flagstaff has changed a lot in general in recent years. So is what downtown Flag is experiencing sort of inevitable?
It seems like it probably is. When I talked to different people, they said, well, the competition has really increased, but the people coming has not increased the same amount. So there are all these new options for people to go, but the amount of customers just has not increased at the same rate that the competition has.
Really, even though so many more people are living in Flagstaff now, especially students?
Right, but they just have so many different choices of places to go, and the places that might have been popular, 10, 20 years ago probably aren't hip and happening with the students anymore.
Yeah, yeah. So looking forward, are there expectations that things might turn around? I know that you spoke with one of the landlords in town who said this is sort of just an evolution, things ebb and flow. Is there any effort to change this, though, to help the businesses right in downtown Flag?
There definitely is. There's this group called the Downtown Business Alliance, and their whole goal is to attract locals and people to downtown Flagstaff and for those unique experiences and the different stores that you're not going to find elsewhere. So a lot of people have focused a lot of energy and money to marketing and just putting on events in the downtown that get people in the area walking around, getting to see what's out there. So there are a lot of people heavily invested in downtown.
Yeah. When it comes to parking, which is, like you said, one of the issues that many of the business owners cited as a problem, is there any effort by the city to reconsider that policy?
As of now, it doesn't sound like it. They have added some changes to the program, but right now it looks like the parking meters, for the time being, are here to stay.
All right. Karina Vanek, Arizona Daily Sun reporter, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks, Lauren.